Yeah,
how about giving us your opening thoughts on the game, and then we'll open it up for questions after that.
Well, first thing I have to say is congratulations, and my hats are off to Coach Teal and the Argus Lady Dragons. I thought they played an excellent first half. I thought they handled our half-court press, our half-court pressure pretty easily early on, and we had to go to the full-court pressure to get a couple turnovers and speed the game up. I credit our kids with really doing a much better job of attacking in the second quarter and the early third quarter. We were getting gaps in their zone or gaps in their coverage. I think it's really hard with a 6'2" center in girls basketball when kids are used to making drives down middle lane. You run into that. You have to pick an angle if you're going to do that. And I thought we did a much better job picking angles of attack there. But all in all, I'm just proud of all the kids, but especially these four kids, these three seniors, and this sophomore who really stepped up today. They've been the leaders offensively on the team all year, and when we needed them today, they all stepped up and did their job.
Coach, talk about the important run your team had to end the first half and to start the third quarter. I think it was 15-0.
Yeah, I think that's what we went into the quarter down, like 11-10, we were down one, I believe. And we came back out and said, the nerves are gone. We need to get attack the basket rather a little more. We moved some of our shooters around on the outside. Abby, I thought, was having a really good day from 3-point range, so we tried to move her around so they couldn't key on her, where we could maybe kick out and get the three there. Got a big lift from Jordan's little sister, Mariah. I thought she did a great job that second quarter coming in and getting some offensive boards and getting to the free throw line. And then the turnovers, I think we got a couple turnovers on the press that kind of keyed into that run. And then that momentum, I think, kind of carried over the second half when we were able to run a couple set plays the first time we had the ball. I think Lily nailed the three on the first set play of the second half.
Talk about how you guys were able to get their Bartle and Fausto early, and how that affected them to where you forced them out to do perimeter jump shots.
The two big game plans for them that we wanted to try to carry out was we wanted to contain Dunlap, but we wanted to try to get Barlow in foul trouble by just attacking her. And I don't know if we attacked her as much as I would have liked, but I think we also got a couple breaks on some over-the-back calls on defensive rebounding. But all told, that added up, worked out to our advantage to keep her off the court, because they're a much, much different team with her on the court.
How would you grade your defensive effort tonight? I mean, you look at the stat sheet, you only hit 22% of your shots, and like you said, you held Dunlap in check, and that's all.
What did Dunlap even get?
Dunlap,
18. So that's good. I mean, that's good. You contain her to her average and hold everybody else down, that's good. I'd say, since it's the last day, I'm tempted to give him an A, but I think I'll probably give him a B+. There's a few things we could have done a little better, but just a great day of defense for these guys.
Talk about the balanced scoring.
That's kind of been our MO all year. These kids can probably answer my thoughts on that better than me. But, you guys want to jump in there about what it's like having four or five different people score?
I'll say something. So all year we have done that, we spread the scoring around, and that's what got us here, because none of us are the selfish player. We all work together, and that's what makes us work the best, because you can't key in on one player. Oh, we have to stop this player and then we'll win, because any night anybody could have 15 points and you don't know which one it is coming into the game.
And like Abby said, if they decide they're going to put pressure on one person, then someone else is going to step up and just take their spot and score.
Scott.
Yeah.
A big point there, they were starting to make a run at you, and Jordan kind of bumped somebody, and they called Travis instead of her fourth foul at 5:30 to go. Next two plays, she got an assist.
Yeah, that's right. That was big. Yeah, I looked up at one time, I think the fouls were 10-3, and I was like, man, I hope we can just get to the fourth quarter. But yeah, that was a big key because, you know, as we kind of, when they made that little run and we kind of, I don't want to say we got complacent, but we weren't taking the shots maybe that we wanted. We were getting a little bit hurried, and I thought Jordan did a really good job of taking the ball to the basket where then there was, when there was a alley to drive, and like you said, get an assist and get a basket, and that was big at that point. And then, you know, knocking down 13 of 16 free throws is big. And, you know, and I would venture to say most of those were in that fourth quarter.
This question is for Lillian. You took 17 shots today, but I don't know how many taking, but it was the hustle plays. What can you take about your hustle plays by going for the 50-50 balls?
We knew when we played Christmas Addicts this year that they beat us on 50-50 balls, and our goal for the rest of the season was not to have a team beat us on 50-50 balls anymore.
Have your knee problems and everything last year and everything come back out here, get a big championship and no attitude? What's that mean?
Oh, it means everything. I just love the girls sitting with me and the girls in the locker room. That's what really pushed me to come back, because that's something that some people like get down. But I knew that my team needed me and I needed them, so it really pushed me to work as hard as I could. And then coming into senior year, you always want to finish on a win. So this moment is just surreal to actually achieve it.
Jordan, what was your job on defense? Face guard on that?
Yeah, we started off where I was going to face guard her, and I tried, but she's a really fast player, and I thought that I did a pretty good job on trying to shut her down, even though she got around for a few baskets.
And I also think not only Jordan, but Mariah stepped up and did very good too.
This question is for Coach. Talk about New Hartford performance thing, when she has a key rebound against them.
On Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosie's, you know, the last couple games we've played teams that have multiple six-footers. And that's really a challenge for a post player like Rosie Newhart, who's just barely 5'8", even though she's pretty strong. But I thought Rosie did an excellent job on the glass. Defensively, I thought she did a great job pushing Barlow out of the lane for the most part. And that's the key to defending her. I mean, we don't have anybody the size that can disrupt her shot, so we just have to get her in a position that she doesn't like to be in and make her turn where she maybe doesn't like to turn. And I thought we did a pretty good job for having a kid that big. I thought she did a great job.
Coach, what was your game plan when Marcus was in that 2-3 matchup zone on offense?
Well, we had watched him. I watched about 8 games of Argus, and I noticed that they played a lot of the zone, but they also played a lot of man, and they seemed to play a lot of man against teams that they maybe thought had a lot of good outside shooters. So I was expecting man sometime today, and then we got the zone, and we went over a couple different attacks, and the first attack we decided on was an overload play where we can cut through our shooters and move them around, and it didn't really work as well as maybe, I think we got one bucket out of it, but I think that Gary started to trap more out of his matchup. Well, you can't really move your shooters around when you have nobody to get rid of the ball to, you know. So then we went to our 13P and our 14P, which are basically just 1-3-1 offenses where we're picking the zone and trying to get a gap. And I think early on, Argus did a really good job of taking that away. And then as the game went on and we got more and more looks, and then I think once we got maybe it was about the 10-point lead, I think he switched to man and kind of stayed man mostly. And honestly, that is what I would like to see. We do very well against man for the most part, with our offensive sets and with our dribble drives. So that worked out well for us today.
Your school motto is tradition never graduates. What's the next Wagner coming up? And the next Simon coming up? It seems like you always have the families there. How do you keep them there?
We just take whatever kids show up on you know, Monday morning and want to play basketball, just start working with them. Maybe, you know, they may not be related. There may not be another Wagner or another Simon coming for a while, but there's probably some little girl who'd like to be. And those kids will come, and because of these girls, they'll work really hard and try to get back to the same spot again someday. I probably won't be here that long, but But yeah, that'll be happening.
Any other questions? Okay. Ladies, coach, thanks for your time. Great. Congratulations.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.